DeepEnglish.com.
Imagine taking a risky walk through bombed-out buildings, the entire time hiding from snipers. What are you hiding from the entire time? The entire time I'm hiding from snipers. Now, imagine that you're dodging bullets and risking your life to read. What are you dodging? I'm dodging bullets. And are you risking your life to eat? No, I'm not risking my life to eat. I'm risking my life to read. For many of us, this seems crazy. But for some people in Damascus, Syria, risking their lives to read is the only thing that keeps them sane. For many of us, does this seem normal? No, for many of us, this doesn't seem normal. It seems crazy. But for some people in Damascus, Syria, what is the only thing that keeps them sane? Risking their lives to read is the only thing that keeps them sane. For more than 4 years, Damascus has faced violence, hunger, and political unrest. For more than 4 years, what has Damascus faced? For more than 4 years, Damascus has faced violence, hunger, and political unrest. More than 2,000 civilians have been murdered, and many important buildings, including libraries, have been destroyed. How many civilians have been murdered? More than 2,000 civilians have been murdered. And what has been destroyed? Many important buildings, including libraries, have been destroyed. Hope and inspiration are hard to come by in Damascus. Are hope and inspiration easy to come by in Damascus? No, hope and inspiration aren't easy to come by in Damascus. Hope and inspiration are hard to come by in Damascus. That's why a group of brave citizens, many of them former students, decided to make a secret, hidden library. Did a group of brave citizens decide to make a secret, hidden supermarket? No, a group of brave citizens did not decide to make a secret, hidden supermarket. They decided to make a secret, hidden library. And were most of them elderly people? No, most of them weren't elderly people. Most of them were former students. Down a steep flight of stairs in the basement of a bombed-out building lives more than 14,000 pieces of hope and inspiration. What lives down a steep flight of stairs in the basement of a bombed-out building? 14,000 pieces of hope and inspiration live down a steep flight of stairs in the basement of a bombed-out building. The library's creators have collected more than 14,000 books from abandoned buildings destroyed by bombs. Have the library's creators collected more than 40,000 books? No, they haven't collected more than 40,000 books. They've collected more than 14,000 books. And from where did they collect these books? They collected these books from abandoned buildings destroyed by bombs. And collecting these books is dangerous business. Is collecting these books a safe thing to do? No, collecting these books isn't a safe thing to do at all. Collecting these books is dangerous business. Collectors risk life and limb each time they venture out to find new titles for the library. What do collectors risk each time they venture out to find new titles for the library? Collectors risk life and limb each time they venture out to find new titles for the library. So why do they do it? For one, much of the content found in the books is useful. Is much of the content found in the books useful? Yes, it is. Much of the content found in the books is useful. Many medical volunteers no longer have access to medical literature and can find some of the information they need to help people in the secret library. What do many medical volunteers no longer have access to? Many medical volunteers no longer have access to medical literature. And are those medical volunteers able to find some of the information they need to help people in the secret library? Yes, they are. They can find some of the information they need to help people in the secret library. But actually, most of the visitors to the library are simply looking for hope and inspiration. What are most of the visitors to the library looking for? Most of the visitors to the library are simply looking for hope and inspiration. They want to remember a time and a place that wasn't devastated by bombs and bullets. Do they want to remember a time and place that was devastated by bombs and bullets? No, they don't want to remember a time and place that was devastated by bombs and bullets. They want to remember a time and place that wasn't devastated by bombs and bullets. For now, the library is deemed too dangerous for children. For now, is the library deemed too difficult for children? No, the library isn't deemed too difficult for children, it's deemed too dangerous for children. But there is one child that visits daily. 14-year-old Anas lives next door, so he has easy access. How old is Anas? Anas is 14 years old, and does he live across the street from the library? No, he doesn't live across the street from the library. He lives next door. Is his access to the library limited? No, his access to the library isn't limited. He has easy access. He says that even though people could be looking for food instead of books, he thinks that the brain is just as important as the body. Does Anas believe that the brain is just as important as the body? Yes, he does. Anas believes that the brain is just as important as the body. He says his brain has become stronger because of the books. Does Anas say that his muscles have become stronger because of the books? No, he doesn't say that his muscles have become stronger because of the books. He says his brain has become stronger because of the books. In turn, he says he feels like his soul is also being fed. What does he say he feels like is also being fed? He says he feels like his soul is also being fed. Even those who have the grueling job of defending what's left of Damascus say that the books are important to them. What do even those who have the grueling job of defending what's left of Damascus say about the books? Even those who have the grueling job of defending what's left of Damascus say that the books are important to them. Some of them go to the front lines carrying a rifle in one hand and a few books in the other. Do some of them go to the front lines carrying a book in one hand and a few rifles in the other? No, of course not. Some of them go to the front lines carrying a rifle in one hand and a few books in the other. Omar Abu Anas is one of those guys on the front lines trying to defend his home. Who is one of those guys on the front lines trying to defend his home? Omar Abu Anas is one of those guys on the front lines trying to defend his home. He says, "Truly, I swear the library holds a special place in all our hearts, and every time there's shelling near the library, we pray for it." Does he say that the library holds a special place in all our brains? No, he doesn't say that. He says the library holds a special place in all our hearts. And what do Omar and his companions do every time they're shelling near the library? Every time they're shelling near the library, they pray for it. Omar says the books are helping them remain hopeful for freedom. What does Omar say that the books are helping them to do? Omar says that the books are helping them remain hopeful for freedom. And as African-American writer and human rights leader Frederick Douglass once said, "Once you learn to read, you will be forever free." What did Frederick Douglass once say? Frederick Douglass once said, "Once you learn to read, you will be forever free." Do you believe that once you learn to read, you will be forever free?